Lexington, Kentucky, here we go for week 12. In the NFL, it's the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Mom and Dad and the kids and the whole family. It's Thanksgiving.
Do you think families are sitting around listening to this they eat dinner?
Old-time radio style.
God bless you.
Kids cross-legged in front of the television, you know, watching the black and white screen flicker off and on. Dad adjusting the antenna, rabbit ears.
Week 12
in the NFL.
The only black and white screen I watched was the cable TV on the nudie channels when it was scrambled. You know, you kind of look cross-eyed and get it, you know? You remember those days?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Compelling and rich.
No, I had mine in living color.
Yeah, we had a satellite dish. Miss Judy, did I ever watch the satellite dish on the nudie channels when you were gone?
Every Next chance game. He got. Next game! Welcome, fellas. I made a bet with Brad earlier today that I knew more about Kate Bush's music history than he knew about Keith Sweat, Belle Biv DeVoe, and who else was it? Anita Baker, somebody.
Anita Baker.
I don't know. I mean, you kind of like
the. Where's the butt of the joke here? Going somewhere. With
you
it.
Just keep trying to act like you know so much about music, and then you come out with a Belle Biv DeVoe quote. I'm like,
you got the New Edition, ABC, the BBV, East Coast Family.
Does
it even count?
Oaktown 357. While you're at it, but I mean, all you're doing is hating. Here's what happened Sunday when Dylan comes on my little show to talk about the NFL. The lead-in was one of my favorite all-time songs. Everybody Wants to Rule the World, Tears of Fear.
I couldn't hear it because
of our systems all messed up. Right.
Well,
now.
I was in Canton, Ohio, too.
And I said, that's probably my favorite 80s song right there. He goes, oh, yeah, I can't hear it. What is it? I said, Belle Biv DeVoe. And then he goes into a 45-second tirade over why I'm an idiot and why, you know, nothing in the ATL means anything to anyone. So, yeah, and now he's got a big piece of paper and he's circling things. So, yeah, that's exactly what happened. And he's bitter that I made him look like a fool.
You made me look like a fool because I couldn't hear it and I didn't know what you were playing and you made something else up?
Yes.
And then I
felt very good about myself.
Just because you spent some time in Atlanta, you want to act like you know all this great music trivia.
You act like I spent some time in Atlanta.
How much time did you spend there?
Like 20-something years.
That's way too long.
And I still might own some things down in Atlanta that I might get back to here and when the time is right. Sorry, Miss Judy, you know this already.
He still owns some bitches. He's pimping.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm doing. And sometimes they come up here on New Year's Eve. And, yeah, then I get the cut of New Year's Eve. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Nice. That's fine. I'm just telling you.
He's literally getting a slice of the pie.
Don't go toad. Warm apple pie.
Can we talk more about Kate Bush's? What?
History?
Yeah. What's on the paper there?
I was just making some notes.
Okay.
I haven't had a chance to look at the games this week, so.
Okay. Well, it's Tuesday night here. It's Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have anything to be thankful for here?
Everything except for this.
Jake Browning? Are we thankful for Jake Browning?
I mean, sure. Yeah, of course.
Are we thankful for sports gambling being in Kentucky now?
Absolutely.
Legalized. Yes, indeed.
Because it's wonderful to sit here and look at all the different odds and all the different sports books on one screen and be able to just say, boom, I can bet on it right now and make my fortune on it.
And that's part of the problem because you can go, boom, I can make my fortune every 15 seconds.
Hey, well, neutral court unders. Are you playing the neutral court unders in college basketball?
I am.
Oh,
several of them.
Well.
Great
we're
call,
doing
Brad.
Well. We're doing
several
well.
Several of
Knock
them.
On wood. Here's the list of today's. So, yeah, the circles were already won.
All we really need to do this week and moving forward is to bet the neutral court games in college basketball, the unders, and follow the advice of one gambler.
Alan Cutler.
Dylan Godet.
Oh, Dylan Godet's doing great.
Yes.
He does great, and he loves it. He's keeping these printed. I don't know what he prints it out on, but he's putting it on this big computer screen.
Need to bring Dylan back to the podcast?
I think we might. He has been that good, but he is following my systems. That's the key to the whole thing. The windy unders. Where did he come up with that? He didn't know about the windy unders.
He's a weather guy.
He knew all about
him. If you guide him in the right direction.
Don't steal his thunder.
I'm not. But all I'm saying is I taught him how to catch the fish. I'm not taking the fish to him. I've taught him how to catch the fish.
You know what Brad's favorite warm-up? You know what Brad's favorite vocal warm-up is? Me, 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 me.
ask him. He'll be on this podcast.
Oh, I don't have to ask him.
Ask him how he got these systems of the weather and the windy unders. I can promise you this is where he got them.
He can't let anybody have the spotlight for a minute.
No, he's doing great. I pimp.
No, I'm talking about you.
No, I pimp Dylan Godet on social media all the time, saying he's great, he's on fire, he's making great picks. But the windy unders.
I love how we didn't waste any time jumping into the usual insults and insinuations.
Oh, well, it's been a rough week for me, and it's not even.
Has it?
Yeah, it has.
Listen, I got to tell you, I've never been so happy to lose a $20 bet in my life. Because I switched, I decided to bet, put some money on Kansas City last night.
How funny is this, though? On the podcast last week, you took Philadelphia, I took Kansas City.
Yeah.
I literally swapped to Philadelphia. You swapped to Kansas City.
Yeah. Well, I've got a system, Brad, since you like this kind of talk. I have a system, and that is to bet on the teams that I hate. So I bet on the Swifties, and I bet on Pittsburgh. Boom. You're welcome.
Dylan Godet didn't like that system. Dylan, how you doing, buddy? I know he listens to this podcast. Mm-hmm. So we had more listeners last week than we did the week before, by the way. So good job, guys.
Nice. Yeah.
We need to start picking some winners, though.
It was that come to Jesus meeting.
It was. Didn't help my picks, but.
Not at all.
Let's do the recap.
Recap.
This is the worst recap we've had.
Do we have to do it?
Oh, really? Is it really bad?
It's bad.
Is it?
It's bad.
The thing is, my picks by Sunday change.
This is true.
Well, of course, which is why I've contested all along since we started this last season.
Well, then when should we do this show?
Thursdays.
Well, they're playing a game Thursday, and they can't, and that's my Judy day, so I can't, Thursday is impossible.
That's the problem. We're busy, busy people. This is not our full-time job to do this podcast.
Yeah. So, hence the name of the book, Side Hustle. You can find it on Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, and in person at Joseph Beth Bookstore.
Hence the title of my CD, Terrarium. You can find it on Amazon.
Hence the title of my pamphlet, Herpes and You.
Hey, DJ, can you play Def Leppard at the Dog tonight? That's where you got the herpes.
Recap.
Brad Taylor, after that Come to Jesus meeting. Where he's really going to buckle down.
Hallelujah.
lost a little money this week, 4-9-1.
Good
Lord. Wow, thank God for the tie. The push, that push was sweet, wasn't it? You've never been so happy. 4-9?
How did somebody do that?
4-9-1.
I need to read that book.
The previous week I had the worst week I've ever had.
Yeah.
Until this week.
This is the time of year when Beer Man likes to bottom out. As
regression.
Hey, let's change the name of the podcast to the Bottom Out Podcast.
I finished 5-8-1, so still one better than the so-called gambling expert with all the systems.
Uh-huh.
And here comes Dennis on a roll. 9-4-1. Oh, good job, buddy.
Did I really?
9-4-1. Good job, yeah.
Oh, yep.
Now that you still counted your Philadelphia, I still counted your Philadelphia because that's what you gave on the podcast. So, I think in the little ESPN contest I finished, I believe it was 8-6. So I changed a handful of picks. Yeah,
yeah. I don't think I did in the ESPN contest. I don't think I did 9-4. I don't know. Maybe, but. What was the push last week? Did Brad and I push on the same game?
It was all of us on the same game.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, it was Arizona. So that was the one that originally you said Houston, and you go, you know what? I'm going to change my bet.
Uh-huh.
It wouldn't have mattered either way.
Yeah.
Arizona, Houston,
-5. When I was betting real time Sunday morning, I took Arizona plus the 5.5.
Yeah.
So, you know, win.
I think I hit on that one also. But
Week 12 already here, fellas.
I do have some good news before we get to the games. Did you hear about the fanboy parlay?
Of course we did.
This brings a smile to all of our faces.
Oh, it does.
In fact, I look forward to the group text that somebody sends out. It's never me because I don't follow it. But the KSR boys, they just...
They had 5,100 sheep as of about 11:30 on that Saturday morning.
But, you know, a few weeks ago, it was like over 6,000 people that were
following. It's about 6,100 sheep.
A shame only 1,000 have dropped off.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you can go on social media and you'll still find we're still with you guys. You can still find those people. You still can. That's what's annoying about it.
Let's talk about the beauty of last weekend's parlay, though. They picked four games, and they missed all four of them.
Yeah.
Well, at least you don't have false hope. You know, it's a tease if you just you win a couple and then you lose. Well, at least you've wasted a few hours. Just get it out of the way early. So that's the good news about it.
This podcast in particular is not necessarily about winning, and I've learned this myself personally. It's about us just discussing the games, and at the end of our discussion, we'll throw out a pick. But listen, I would never confidently say take any of my picks, which is why I usually preface my conversations. Look, I'm doing terrible this year. Do not bet what I'm betting. Now, come Sunday morning, I might know a little bit more. I might have a little bit more information, and I might recommend one or two. But
maybe we need to start a Twitter page and then switch or show what we have taken.
We'll post what we pick in the middle of the week, and then we'll update it Sunday morning.
Maybe we need to just do this on, like, Friday afternoon.
Maybe we just don't need to do this at all. Welcome, everyone, to the Bottom Out Sports Rocker Podcast.
No, you're going to ruin poor beer man's day by saying that.
That's a highlight of my midweek. I love sitting around with the boys talking football.
I do,
football.
Too.
Is there anything better?
Why can't you do it on a Thursday?
I have my daughter. I have daddy duty.
Okay.
I can't do it on Thursday either. That's Judy duty.
Hmm.
And well, you got booty duty. Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah.
It's a taco Thursday. Saturday morning, maybe? I don't know. But doing the show on Wednesday, you're not really into the whole oomph of the NFL week.
Yeah, plus you haven't absorbed any of the conversations and the talk and the banter and the, you know, and I listen to other podcasts like you guys do, you know, so it's...
I work a lot on college football early in the week.
Mm.
And, like, I'll get down on favorites early in the week that I'm going to take. And then, yeah, because there's 100 games every week. So it's a lot of handicapping.
I like Bowling Green tonight, by the way.
Oh, you do, huh? That's not one of our picks, though.
It's not?
No.
That's because they're a favorite, right?
That's because, well, they're a road team. We love the road teams in the Maction game.
What is this we crap?
We, well.
What is this we?
Bottom line.
Got somebody else.
Night Hustle. Yeah. Read the systems in the book, November. That's one of the monthly.
Why don't you just come clean and just tell us that Miss Judy wrote the book? You don't even know how to spell, do you?
I know how to spell.
Spelling Bee champion, two Madison time. County, 1982.
Let's get to the games, boys.
Let's get to the games. It is a Thanksgiving threesome.
Oh, yeah.
We have three games.
Menage a trois.
Yes, a menage trois. Choice.
Choice.
Yes. The Green Bay Packers have drawn the short straw. They have to head to Detroit to face Jared Goff, Jordan Love. Detroit Lions, 7.5-point favorites. Total is 47. We will give the honors to the man who led last week, Dennis Dillon.
I'm going to take Detroit minus a 7.5 at this early juncture. I think Detroit got a little bit of a wake-up call last week. They are, 8-2 on the season, 3 wins in a row, 2.5 games over Minnesota. They're trying to just keep that gap. Did Jordan Love find some traction last week? Yeah, I think so. I think, that, you know, and we all called that game, taking Green Bay with the +3. Green Bay, an underdog at home last week. So I think that they're triumphant. They're jubilant. They've been celebrating a little bit this week, and Jordan Love is feeling a little bit better about his futures there. I still got to take the better team here and the better coach. So give me Detroit.
I hate Green Bay. They are 1-4 away from home. They are away from home. Detroit is always rocking on Thanksgiving Day. They fill the stadium. 7.5 scares me a little bit, but you know what? Detroit certainly has to play better this week than they did last week. I'm on the Lions also.
Divisional road underdogs. We love them. We'll always be on them. They've been a little struggling a little bit this year, though. Divisional road dogs, 13-16 against the spread this year. But over the last 20 years, you've made a nice little profit. We rely on the 20 years more than this year. Give me the Packers getting the 7.5 on the road. Don't be afraid to take that divisional under either of 47.
And you said it's 7.5, right?
7.5, yes. Divisional road dog. We will take
it. And what's the over-under? What's the total?
47.
47, okay.
And we'll go under the total. That's one of my favorites, too. The divisional under. The next game on Thanksgiving Day, it is a old school classic. The Washington Commanders traveling to Texas to take on the Cowboys. Sam Howell against Dak Prescott. Cowboys 11-point favorite here. Total 48.5, beer man.
Dallas is one of those teams. They are absolutely kicking ass when they're at home, and they're winning by a bunch. Washington, it finally showed up that they pretty much gave away their entire defense and Chase Young and Montez Sweat. Dallas rolls in this one. Washington is already kind of calling it a year. I think Rivera is out at the end of the year. I don't think there's anything that can save him, but Dallas plays too good at home to not take them right here, even with all those points.
Well, you know, this whole three-game thing that's happening on Thanksgiving is really interesting because you have three overwhelming favorites. And I can promise you, as long as the day is long, as whatever metaphor you want to throw out there, one of these games there will be an upset winner. Washington is 0-4 in the division so far this year, and this is going to be one of my favorite picks of the week. Washington plus the points. And I know Dallas is covering big, and Dallas is thumping right now, and they're riding high. And they're even better at home, and I know everybody was on Carolina and the points last week. I'm not doing it again this week. I think Washington shows up this week. I think they got a little embarrassed last week. And Dallas is tied with Baltimore in the point differential battle. They are both plus 127 points against their opponents. There's only two other teams in the NFL that have a plus 100, and that would be Buffalo and San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
San Francisco. Yeah, and it's amazing. I mean, there's only literally four teams plus, you know, triple digits at this point.
Tough to do, though.
It is. I just think that this one is when Washington shows up in and really tries to get that division, show up in their division. So give me Washington and the points.
I'm with you, Dead Air Dennis Dillon. The divisional road dog on a Thanksgiving day. A rivalry like Washington and Dallas. You're going to give me 11? I'll take 11. I'll also take the under here, too. Another divisional road, divisional under. By the way, divisional unders, anytime that totals more than 43 this year, 17-13 is the under. Unders are killing it this year, by the way, too. Mm-hmm. 60% unders have hit all year. Don't be afraid to take them, folks.
And in this game, again, it is what?
Did you say 48 and 40. A half.
Ooh.
That's a lot of points there. Oh. So I will take the commodes and the under in this afternoon Thanksgiving game. Here is an interesting game for my money. Thanksgiving night, the Niners and Brock Purdy heading up to Seattle with Geno Smith. We've seen this line kind of inch up and back, but now Niners a 7-point favorite, total 43 up in Seattle. Dennis.
What's the point spread?
7.
You know, and we may not even see Geno Smith in this game. Could be Drew Locke. Geno went out for a few plays on Sunday. It's a tough one. This one really is the most, in my estimation anyway, the most probable upset. It's a home game for the dog. It's a divisional battle. Seattle has disappointed a lot lately. And Seattle also has what could be, what has been at times, you know, a good defense. These two teams are very familiar with each other. Seattle has often risen to the occasion and beaten San Francisco. I'm taking Seattle in the points here.
You said you thought there was going to be an upset. I will flash back to early in the year when we were picking division winners, and I said I think Seattle is going to win this division. I think this is the game that propels them over San Francisco. I'm taking Seattle to win this game outright. They're 4-1 at home, home of the 12th man, all that kind of stuff. Y'all, give me Seattle in this game.
I will say this, in all three of the games on Thursday, I put $5 or $10 on all three underdogs straight up to win.
Okay.
That'll turn a profit. One win turns you a profit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Two wins, payday.
Oh, yeah. Wait, so both you guys took the Seahawks?
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm going to take the Seahawks and the points here. Very unpopular dog right here is Seattle. Public totally on San Fran. That's the only reason I would take Seattle. My favorite bet in the game, though, another divisional under here, another total 43-plus. They've done well this year. I'll take the primetime unders that are 26-7 this year now. Primetime unders. Crazy. Give me the under here, but also the Seahawks. Let's go to Friday afternoon.
I love it.
First time I can remember a Friday afternoon football game.
Never happened
before. But they've given us a stinker. They've given us the Miami Dolphins and Tua. Big road favorites here. They are 10-point favorites on the road against former Eastern Kentucky University quarterback Tim Boyle and the New York Jets. No more Zach Wilson, beer man. No more. Total 41 here.
I pointed this out on the radio today. You've got Tim Boyle, EKU alum, that is a starting quarterback. Lamar Jackson, U of L alum, a starting quarterback. Will Levis, UK alum, a starting quarterback. Bailey Zappi's up in New England as the second string. You've got the kid down in Mike White down in Miami. Both of those guys from Western Kentucky. How cool would it be to see the four biggest Kentucky colleges have four starters in the NFL? That being said, Miami has not been playing as well.
Forget about the fact that they all suck.
What?
I'm teasing.
Lamar is an MVP candidate.
Heisman Trophy winner. No big deal.
Will Levis is the guy's literally just starting his career.
I was just...
I know what you're saying.
I was in jest.
I know what you're saying. I still think it's cool.
I don't think any quarterback in the NFL sucks.
Well, this is true.
In fact, I'll tell you this. The people that play fantasy football and hate on other players just gets under my skin. These are the guys that are eating Cheetos with orange fingers down in their mom's basement, like Brad.
Your mom has a basement?
Yes.
Nice.
Who wouldn't have the first clue on how to even throw a football? It unnerves me.
I know how to throw a football.
Anybody that's in the NFL is an athlete, is a God-gifted athlete, and deserves to be there, and I would never, ever, I don't ever want to be confused with Brad. I mean, the orange-fingered Cheeto poppers in the basement.
Not name dropping or anything. Yeah. That being said, I got a little faith in the EKU guy. I think the Jets are looking forward to a different quarterback. I'm going to take the Jets and the points in this game.
I thought Boyle looked immediately better than Zach Wilson did.
Yeah.
I really did. What's the line again, Brad? I'm sorry.
10 is the line.
10.
With
yeah.
a total of 41.
I'll tell you right now, I'm going to take the Jets in this game. You know, 4-6, are they? They're not. I mean, they still have a lot to play for. What's the status on Aaron Rodgers? Does anybody know?
He is talking about trying to practice come December 3rd.
Yeah. He will not play.
He should not play.
He should not play. Okay. The Jets have lost three in a row. They're very frustrated. I thought when Tim Boyle took the field the other night, they played with a little bit of fire that I haven't seen in a while. Is anybody else concerned about Miami? Because after that 50-plus point game against Denver about 6-7 weeks ago, they really haven't been that – they haven't played as inspired as they've played those first 4 or 5 weeks.
No, and I mean, I kind of pointed that out just a second ago to where it's just like I don't know what's going on there. They should still be able to play, you know, in the heat down in Miami. I understand going up to New York, it's probably not going to be as much firepower, but I don't know what – maybe they're just dinged up this far into the season and it's not as easy to run as fast or whatever.
The Jets' defense is still outstanding.
Outstanding.
And Tua has not quite looked like himself. Their points, I think they're like a plus 67 in the point differential. That's including the plus 50 that they put over Denver. I just don't know that this team is – and have they beaten a team with a winning record? No. That makes them even more susceptible. I mean, they may have beaten one or two. I haven't looked, but I know they haven't fared well against teams with winning records. They're 2-3 on the road. Give me the Jets.
I hate to say it. I'm with you on the Jets.
Why do you hate
give
to say
Jets.
It? Why do you hate to say it?
Because, well, I don't like it when you guys share my money. Because I want to keep all the money to myself. I don't want you guys to share in my money. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Give me the Jets. Big off a big loss. We love the dogs off the big loss. We love the public is totally against the Jets in this one. Everybody's on Miami.
Yeah.
Give me the Jets and the points here. And a lot of with a low total here, too. This total is 41. Does it give the favorite much wiggle room? Like the under here, too. One of those Dylan Godet windy unders. We will take that as well.
Throw five bucks on the money line on the Jets.
The only team that the Dolphins have won that have a winning record right now is the game they won 70-20, the Denver Broncos.
And Denver was not a winning team at that time.
No.
Denver was still trying to figure out Sean Payton's plans.
That being said, the Jets are 4-6, so they're not a winning team
either. But it's not my point, though. My point is that they haven't fared well against good teams, and the Jets on at least one half of the side of the ball is a very good team.
The only teams that the Dolphins play that have a winning record are the last three games of the season. They'll take on the Cowboys, the Ravens, and the Bills.
Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah.
Look ahead. You see what I mean? I mean, you know, they're looking
ahead.
Yeah.
Next game, Jacksonville Jaguars and Trevor Lawrence going down to Houston to play the red-hot C.J. Stroud and those Texans. Jacksonville, 1.5-point road favorite. This line is not what you thought it would be a few weeks ago. Total big 48.5 here, Dylan.
Jeez. This is going to be a tough one. And when I say tough, I mean in a lot of ways fun. After watching Texans take care of Cincinnati, I became convinced and a big fan of what they're doing there. And, you know, their coach is cool. I mean, that dude, he's got some fire. He's got some skin in the game, and he believes in his team, and he has motivated them all in a very positive way. So, you know, hard to say what the outcome this season is going to be for the Texans, but my God, looking into the future, you know, nothing but good things for this team. C.J. Stroud, the real deal. Trevor Lawrence finally came to the party after that embarrassing lopsided loss at home off their bye to San Francisco. Jacksonville's in this one. Should be a close, tight, fun game. I don't really have a pick in this game, so please don't anybody listen to anything I say, but I'll take Texans at home.
Houston embarrassed Jacksonville early in the season, 37-17. I think that was Houston's first win of the year, right before they lost to Carolina.
Yeah.
Jacksonville's going to be ready for this game. I don't think they're looking past them by any stretch. They realize what C.J. Stroud is at this stage. I still like Jacksonville. I think they inched closer to the number one seed in the AFC yesterday when Kansas City lost.
Yeah.
That's what I said early in the year. I still think their schedule could give them that. I'm taking Jacksonville right here.
I think both offenses are fairly equal, but the defensive battle is not. Houston's got the better defense.
Who'd you take here?
I took Texans.
You took Texans, you took Jacksonville?
Yeah.
I'm with you on Jacksonville. I think, like you said, the revenge factor is going to be a big deal, but this is not a Mac Daddy Stogie, but I will take the under here. Another divisional game and another game where you see a little bit of kind of the divisional under with the low total, the higher total, 48.5. Yeah, this is a game I'm looking to take under more than anything, but I'll be with you on the Jaguars in spirit. Maybe not in money, but maybe in spirit. Next game. Tampa Bay and Baker Mayfield. What do we make of them? I don't know. Indianapolis Colts and Gardner Minshew. What do we make of them? I don't know. Colts are a 2.5-point home favorite over the Bucs. Total 43.5, beer man.
You just summed it up perfectly. I don't know. I think this is as even a matchup as you're going to get this week. That being said, if you're giving me points with Tampa Bay, I'm going to take Tampa Bay in this one. I don't think they win. I think Indy kicks a field goal late to win this game, but the Bucs haven't really played that great as of late, but they haven't been bad either. They're a very middle-of-the-line team. Indy's kind of the same thing, especially without Richardson. I'll take Tampa Bay in this game.
Yeah, Tampa Bay, I'm not sure what their record is in the last 3, 4, or 5 games, but they've not fared well in the win column. I know that. They've got to be jonesing for a victory. Their defense is equal to the task of Indianapolis. Should be a close game either way. I just think, I mean, with a win, Tampa Bay could go to 5-6 and be in like a 3-way tie if the other two teams lose this weekend. So
Colts are coming off a bye.
Colts coming off of a bye, and the Colts have been averaging 20-plus points a week.
Last one, that was 10-6 in Germany.
Oh, I was not even aware that there was a game going on this past weekend, in Germany.
No, that was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
So, because they were Colts coming off the bye.
Right, right.
Before that, they had the game in Germany. Okay. Yep.
Yeah, I'm taking Tampa Bay in this game. I'm not super excited about it, but if I'm getting some points, give me a team.
This is easily one of those games that we could swap come Sunday morning.
Yeah. You said the magic word, the bye week. Favorites off of a bye week the last 20 years, 56% against the spread.
6% higher than,
Exactly.
Six whole percentage points?
Uh-huh. 6% is the difference between breaking even and a professional.
Finally, beer man.
That's apples and oranges,
that's
my friend.
That's apres-pos.
What? That's aspers pros is nothing.
Exactly. Give me the home favorite. Give me the Colts off the bye here. And, I don't want to touch this total for anything. It's 43.5. You tell me what you think. I don't want it. Dennis Dillon is so upset that he has gotten up and apparently is – hailing to the gambling gods in the sky. And then he's one of those jobbers that gets beat up by Hulk Hogan in the 80s.
Got my hand in your back pocket.
Steve Lombardi, the guy who patted himself on the back. Ah, next game. Enough foolishness out of you, Dylan. Let's go to the New England Patriots. Who is their quarterback this week? Do we know? Do we care? They're facing the New York Giants and that new masterful quarterback, Tommy DeVito. The line here is the Patriots, a 3-point favorite. We don't even know who's starting for the Patriots, but they're favored by 3. Total, 33.5, beer man.
Come Sunday, I will not watch this game. I will not bet on this game. I will not care about this game.
What did it do to you?
Oh, this sounds awful. But you know what? For the fans in Boston and the fans in New York, it's appropriate that both of these teams are absolute garbage.
Apropos.
Yeah. I do think that this is almost a battle to see who can get the first pick in the draft. Giants getting points. Give me the Giants.
It's kind of how I feel about it, too. Plus, they got a little confidence boost last week playing well. At the same time, could be a letdown spot for them. I'm with you. I kind of wish the total in this was 33.3, so I could put on my favorite album while the game was on, since I won't be watching this game.
Songs from the Big Chair?
Look at you go! Okay, quick, name all three hit singles from that album.
Head Over Heels. Everybody Wants to Rule the World. And I give up. What's the other one?
Shout.
Oh, yes. That's the other one.
Don't you just hate it? When
I haven't thought of it over the top of my head. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm going to shout it out. Just stay away from this game. But if you have to play it, if you absolutely must, take the Giants, take a little bit of a confidence boost, take the points and the home matchup, which scares the hell out of me because, I mean, suddenly New England sounds like, well, obviously New England would be the pick then, right?
Yeah.
How can you have all those things going for you? You look like a lapdog over there.
I am. Both you guys took the Giants here?
Are you taking the Giants?
Both you guys took the Giants?
Yeah, I'm taking the Giants.
You did? You check the Giants?
Yeah.
Wrong again! Give me the Patriots off the bye week. You don't think that Zappy...
56%, boys.
Yeah, exactly. You don't think that Zappy's a better quarterback than Mac Jones? I do.
Is Zappy starting?
I don't know. But if he'll be playing at some point. He played the last possession of the last game because Belichick said, that's enough. You're out, Mac Jones.
Yeah, but my problem is with Belichick, you almost feel like Robert Kraft is ready to be like, you're out.
Oh, he's not going to fire Belichick.
There is rumors and speculation that he is going to, quote-unquote, trade Belichick.
You'll never hear it as Belichick gets fired.
Yeah.
This will be a behind-the-scenes handshake deal.
And Belichick has a history with the Giants, both for and against them. So this is his biggest rival. So
he'll
try to stick it. Oh, yeah. He coached the Giants.
Do you not remember the undefeated season that was thwarted in the Super Bowl?
He lost 2 Super Bowls to the Giants. He also won 2 Super Bowls with the Giants as a defensive coordinator under Bill Parcells.
That means nothing to me.
Okay, well, it means something to Belichick. I'm taking the Patriots off the bye week, 56%. Smack that. Next game.
Again, I'm not putting real money on that game.
I am, just to spite you. I don't care if I go to the poorhouse. Next game. Carolina Panthers, Bryce Young, he's very tall. I am a liar. Against Tennessee and Will Levis. Tennessee, a 3.5-point home favorite, finally back home against the Panthers, 36.5 total. Dylan.
Both of these teams haven't won a road game.
Why they stink.
Both of these teams are winless in their division, so thankfully – those stats will end this week. Tennessee's 3-1 at home. I will take Tennessee in this matchup. That's a lot of points in a lot of ways, but I think that that's telling you that Tennessee's got this one. And this is going to be a lot of Derrick Henry. It might be his last really good game for that team. But, yeah, give me Tennessee.
Looking at the numbers, 24% on Carolina, 76% on Tennessee. I'm fading the public and going with the Panthers. I think they're actually playing for something. I'm going to take Carolina in this game. No real reason why.
Give me you're tired, you're poor, you're weak. Nobody's giving Carolina a chance. Everybody's against them. I'm with you, beer man. Give me Carolina, the worst team in America against the spread. I'm going to take him. Coming off a big loss. Everybody had him last week against Dallas. I had him. I went down to defeat. I'm going to be there when they cover. They're covering this week against Tennessee. Big dog after a blowout type game. Next game. Here we go, folks. Cincinnati Bengals. Jake Browning, now your starting quarterback. The season is over. 120-1 are the Bengals to win the Super Bowl now. Should you cash out your little ticket you had there, Beer Man?
I'm thinking about it.
I think you might need
They
to
were offering
about
me 67 cents on I my $10
think,
bet.
I think sold American is what I would say.
And they will gleefully give you your 67 cents.
Yes, they
cents.
Would. They totally will. And so you should be gleeful to take it as well. Kenny Wilson Pickett with a new offensive coordinator. Somehow the Steelers are a point and a half favorite here. Total very low, 34.5. Beer Man.
Boy, there's a lot of games this week that are just turning out to be hot garbage.
A lot of quarterbacks that, I mean.
Burrow's the fifth starting quarterback that's out for the year this year.
For the year?
For the year.
Is that including Rodgers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, it's.
Yeah. Brutal.
You know the NFL hates that.
Oh, yeah.
Hates it. They're doing everything they can to try to protect the quarterback. They've lost averaging one basically every other week.
Told you my philosophy on this. They need to legalize holding for the offensive line on pass plays. Just let them hold.
Yeah. I don't know. But I think Cincinnati rallies in this game. It's the Bengals' biggest rival. You know, you still have better receivers. I think the defenses are relatively equal, but I think emotionally Cincinnati's going to be ready to play. Their season may be done. It may not look like playoffs or a Super Bowl, but I think they're going to rally and get behind Browning in this one. A.J. McCarron, your backup quarterback. He's back with the Cincinnati
Oh, is
Bengals.
He?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
I like you know, he's AJ. 34 years old.
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yes. Has it been that long? Yes.
Wow.
It's been 10 years since they showed his girlfriend in the stands.
Catherine
the
McPhee?
Yes, Catherine, whatever her name
when
was. It's McCarron now.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, she, yeah, it's been over 10 years now since that. It's been 11 seasons.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, you know, A.J. McCarron, I think, beat Pittsburgh when he was with Cincinnati, but I could be wrong about that. So you're taking?
I took Cincinnati.
Yeah. What's the total? What's the line?
1.5. Steelers, 34.5 total.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and what's the stat I gave you on the air Sunday morning, Brad, that Mike Tomlin was 28-4 or 28-5 against rookie quarterbacks?
Against Belbiv DeVoe?
And Keith Sweat.
Oh, okay.
And then, of course, what do? Hey, you turn around and lose to Dorian Gray Thompson, the headless gunner, Robinson Crusoe.
That's tough to knit on the back of the uniform.
Yeah, danger, Will Robinson. Yeah. Danger.
Good one. I kind of with you, Kev, on the Beer Man on this. I like I kind of like Cincinnati coming out fired up a little bit. Just over losing Burrow, just for Burrow, kind of in the way that the Vikings came out fired up for Kirk Cousins. I mean,
maybe the Patrick Ewing theory that I've thrown out there a few times on this
addition
show.
By subtraction.
Yes, and then you guys laugh at me and then rub your temples in frustration. Yes.
I would like it better if the Bengals came out wearing gold chains like they did for the Kirk Cousins gold chain and special T-shirts. But if I bet this game, I'll probably take Pittsburgh just so I can ensure that they lose.
I'm sorry I interrupted you, Dallas. Dennis. Okay. But
Bengals 0-3 in the division, by the way. I mean, you know, there's a lot of pride with these two teams. And I don't think – I mean, does Pittsburgh really scare you? Does Pittsburgh scare you? Offensively, no. Defensively, do they scare you? Not really. Not really. T.J. Watt, okay. What else?
Yeah.
So both you guys took the Bengals?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yep.
I'm taking the Bengals, Patrick Ewing theory, and a dog off a big loss last week. And the Bengals lost big last week. By 2 touchdowns.
And it wasn't that close.
No, it wasn't. But once Burrow was done, that was, you know, the season over. Slightly into the under here, too. But I probably won't have much money on this game.
What's the under in this one?
34.5.
I would lean toward the under also.
Next game, let's go down to the ATL. home with Belle Biv DeVoe, TLC, Keith Sweat, and the like.
Collective Soul.
That's true.
The Black Crowes.
That's true also. I saw a Collective Soul in concert before they made it big, about 6 months before they hit it big.
Well, they're not from there, but I saw The Cult at a place called The Roxy.
Oh, The Roxy Theater, yes.
That was very nice.
That's fun. Very nice. Okay, enough ATL talk. Atlanta Falcons, Desmond Ridder now your quarterback. New Orleans Saints, we don't know who's going to be the quarterback this week yet. Could it be Carr? Could it be Jameis? Could it be Drew Brees? Who knows?
Taysom Hill.
There you go. It is a pick 'em right now. It is a zero line in the desert. Total 42.5. All right, Dennis Dillon.
Thank you, Brad. I'll take this first.
I'm going to mark that out of the whole. That 20 seconds will be deleted. I promise.
You're such a dick.
That will not be deleted.
Yeah, this is tough, man. Both Atlanta's 4-6, New Orleans 5-5. Who do you take here? I really don't know. Who was it quarterback for Atlanta last week?
Taylor Heinicke.
Taylor Heinicke, yeah. God, how quickly we forget.
Because he had very forgettable performances.
Uh-huh. That's when you are yanked for Desmond Ridder, that's a reflection of you.
What's going on with Alvin Kamara this year? I mean, he's been in the games. You don't hear his name at all.
You don't hear Bijan Robinson much either.
Well, you don't.
He was supposed to be Rookie of the Year. He was like -300.
We don't hear Dijon Mustard either. I mean, it's just...
Oh, you do around my house.
Oh. I like that
you
Dijon.
You have any Grey Poupon?
Mm-hmm.
Give me Atlanta. I don't know. I don't care. Atlanta, whatever.
I don't know. I don't care. That's what every good gambler says.
I don't. I mean,
$1 million bet.
I know when to back out of a...
If it's Carr, If it's Carr, I like New Orleans. If it's Jameis, I like New Orleans. I like New Orleans' defense better.
If it's Brad Taylor, I think I'm going to take Atlanta, though.
I thought Arthur Smith was a
DeVoe
really good
coach.
That's
my walkout music. That girl is poison.
I thought Arthur Smith was a really good coach.
This is me and the sound of my ticket.
can you see me running out on the field? I'm sorry, beer man.
Girl, I must warn you.
See, I knew what I was doing. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I was hoping you weren't coming over here to slug me in the face.
I'm drinking some hand sanitizer to cleanse myself of this whole conversation.
I did say early in the year I didn't think anybody in this division would be above 500, but one of them would have to make the playoffs. As of right now, I think it's New Orleans, and that's who I'm going to go with.
Loser leave town match is this one. The winner of the division is coming out of this game. I don't like either team. I don't like the total. I don't like anything. Give me Belle Biv DeVoe.
Would you be surprised if any coach
I'm on Keith Sweat.
In this division is coaching in this division next year?
That'd be a clean sweep of coaches. That'd be cool.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I think Carolina's gone. I think Atlanta could be gone if they lose this game.
Yeah.
New Orleans could be gone if they don't.
New Orleans should be gone.
Tampa Bay.
Who knows about
that? He never should have been hired.
That
was one of those where Tom Brady.
Brady yeah.
Tom Brady kind of wanted his way, and yeah.
I don't think Tampa Bay has any designs at all on their hopes, or there's no optimism of winning that division for the next couple of years. You know, I think that they've just kind of sealed it up and said, "All right, let's just keep Bowles in there and let's just see what happens, and then we'll get some draft picks, and then 2 years from now we'll try to reinvent."
Yeah. Who did you take?
Atlanta. Not a Mac Daddy Stogie, though.
No.
4 o'clock games. Rams and Matthew Stafford. Cardinals and Kyler Murray. Stafford and the Rams, a 1-point road favorite.
I wonder, how did I miss this game? I wrote down the list of the teams playing. So, okay, give me all that again.
Rams, 1-point road favorite at Arizona, 44.5 total. Beer man.
So the Rams have not, McVay, I think, has not lost. Is it McVay? I just blanked. Yeah. Has not lost to Seattle yet or something like that. He's like 4-0, which I thought was intriguing, but I feel like Arizona always plays the Rams. Well, I'm going to take Kyler and the Cardinals in this game. I don't know what the Rams, I don't know. Another garbage game.
Well, you don't know about Cooper Kupp. Right? The Rams defense.
I honestly think they're better without him right now.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
the numbers say they are, but anyway.
Well, that to me, that's one of those, the quarterback is forced to go to multitudes of receivers as opposed to looking for the same guy on a regular basis. I think that is a good thing. And then when Cooper does come back, you're like, okay, I know I've still got him, but I'm still, you know, going through my progressions.
Well, in other words, his first read could be any given number of players, yeah, as opposed to always being Cooper Kupp, especially when it comes down the stretch in the fourth quarter, when every pass goes to Cooper Kupp and you're in the Super Bowl and you're playing the Bengals and the NFL wants the Rams to win really bad.
So but Puka or whatever, he's kind of fallen off the radar.
Puka.
He's kind of fallen off the radar.
He's had some good games, though, lately. He's just had a couple of down games. I just don't have a pick in this game. Kyler looks like he's playing a little inspired, so give me the home team and Kyler. Stafford did not look good last week. I think he threw one, maybe two interceptions. Stafford just looks beat up bad. I mean, and I love the guy. I love the kid. I think he's just a kid of a man of integrity. I enjoy cheering for him, but he just looks like he's just been through the mill.
You do kind of feel like Roethlisberger and Cam Newton, it's like they got old almost overnight.
Yeah.
And Stafford does kind of feel
the same
way
that Matt Ryan did.
Yeah, Matt Ryan, another good example, mm-hmm. Yeah. Even Peyton Manning to a degree there. Yeah. I mean, you have surgeries and it just ages you quickly.
Breaking news into the ESPN studios.
Uh-oh.
Fantasy football trade.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Dead Air Dennis Dillon has traded Puka.
Is that right?
For Trevor Lawrence, yes.
Oh, great trade.
Uh-huh. Guess who Dennis Dillon is playing this coming week in that league?
The bottom line.
The bottom line.
Oh, yeah. Is that right? So the kid approved
that is,
by?
Oh, yeah, like he didn't know.
No, I didn't.
Like he didn't know.
I really, truly
he's
didn't
trying
know.
To load up for Brad.
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
I'm going to trade you some of my players.
Yeah, he's trying to load up for Brad. Oh, yeah. We're going to get Puka out of here. We're going to get a quarterback. I need a quarterback. Oh, I got to play Brad Taylor this week. I got to put him in his place. That's smarty pants. Oh, yeah.
Well, Matthew Stafford was my quarterback, and, you know, I'm eager to get rid of him. So,
well, either way, I smell a rat.
I had a good draft for wide receivers. I got Chris Olave, Jamar Chase, and Stephon Diggs on the same team, and I still can't win a fantasy football game. And then I drafted Puka. Or not drafted, but, I mean, I picked him up off the waiver
wire. On the waiver wire, yeah.
I'll be honest, I have not looked at these leagues very much. I just noticed I got an email.
I just got an email that said,
isn't that cool? Yeah, just great timing. Yeah, thanks a lot, Dillon. Appreciate you. Anyway, back to
live. Is this the league I'm 10-1 in?
I don't know.
Couldn't tell.
I need to either get out of fantasy football or.
I'm dominating one, and the other two that I'm in, I probably won't even make the playoffs.
This game, can't stand it. But if you're going to play this game, I'm going to take the under with the Cardinals. But as far as a side, the total, yeah, give me the Cardinals here. I'll take Arizona actually trying to play and do something. Why are you whipping out $5 bills over there? Are you keeping the big bills on the outside there?
I'm amazed at how many $5 bills I have here in my phone.
Yeah. Interesting.
If I told you I had a bunch of $2 bills, would you have a clue where I went last night?
Next game. Cleveland Browns and Thompson Robinson, whatever Dillon called him. And the Denver Broncos in Denver with Russell Wilson. Denver, 2.5-point home favorite. Total 35, Dillon.
I kind of like Denver in this game. Just feel like Denver's kind of on a roll. I don't like how methodical to a fault Denver plays the game. Like, they just seem to not really care about anything other than keeping the game close through the whole game. It's just like, as long as we can stay within one score. So just whatever you do, just run the ball, pass the ball, don't really care. But just but if the defense gives up a score, we got to try to, you know, get a score. Just to really, their whole approach offensively is offensive. God, can we just for a moment, though, mention how incredible Cortland Sutton is as a receiver. That's 2 weeks in a row he has won the game for them with a miracle catch. I mean, that was just balls, man. I mean, that dude went up like a man and just pulled the ball out of the air, turned his back to his opponent. It's beautiful. I'm taking Denver. I think Cleveland is, I don't know, man. I just, you know, they're just at risk with Dorian Gray, Thompson, the Headless Gunner, Robinson Crusoe. Denver.
So Cleveland played at home last week against Pittsburgh, which worked out well for the rookie quarterback. Now he's got to go on the road. I think we learned a little something with Will Levis. His first game was at home. When he went on the road, he was just a different player, not as comfortable. I'm kind of with you on this one. I like Denver. Sean Payton's got his mark now kind of entrenched into this team. You're starting to realize that Payton is a good coach. He just started really, really rough with that team trying to figure it out. But, yeah, give me Sean Payton and Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos.
Public all over Cleveland here for some reason, and I can't really figure it out. Makes me want to take Denver. I want to take the unpopular home favorite here with a reverse line move because this line's gone from 1 to 2.5 despite the fact that the public is all over Denver, or excuse me, all over Cleveland. So give me Denver here.
My only thought is the public's looking at Cleveland's defense.
Yeah, I would assume that's what they're doing. And everybody loves a good story like Thompson Robinson here. Let's go to the next game.
I will say that, first of all, Denver's defense has improved dramatically.
Absolutely.
Through the course of the season. But Josh Dobbs did give them 2 or 3 turnovers. And you know, the rook, he might do the same. I don't know. But it scares me that game was as close as it was against Minnesota after Denver was gifted a few turnovers.
There is.
What's the line? Brad, I missed that. What was the line?
2.5, Denver.
So it's Denver minus 2.5?
Yes.
Okay.
There is. I was trying to find out who it was quickly, but the I think it's the corner from Denver that was actually suspended for 4 games.
Oh, yeah.
For the hit on Josh Dobbs.
He's done that before, yeah. Yeah. It's not his first offense.
But I'm sticking with Denver.
Yep.
Next game, Buffalo, Josh Allen. Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts, the Monday night hero for the Beer Man. Eagles, 3.5-point favorites, total 48.5 here, Beer Man.
Philadelphia played a decent game. I don't think they played great. When I was watching that game, some of the tackles were just rough as all get out.
Wow.
I mean, there were people being thrown down. The fact that Philadelphia has one less day, I'm going to take Buffalo in this game.
I like it. Buffalo 6-5, Philadelphia 9-1, Buffalo on the road. Buffalo with nothing to play for, well, with everything to play for this year, but struggling. Buffalo with all the critics at their throats. Buffalo with the coaching issues. You can't really say that anything about the look-aheads because both these teams have crazy look-aheads. Philadelphia has Dallas, San Francisco ahead of them in the next couple of weeks. 4 easy games to close out the season. They're not worried about their place in the division. Buffalo has Kansas City, Dallas, the Chargers, no big deal, and Miami. Buffalo is playing for their lives right now. I like your pick. I'm taking Buffalo, too. I think Philadelphia are very happy with themselves right now after the win, so this might be just a little bit of a letdown.
Spot. Yeah.
Both you guys take Buffalo?
Absolutely.
And so are
wrong
you.
Wrong again! I'm taking the Eagles here.
Gosh, you are so wrong.
Okay.
Again. Well, wrong again!
Well, I'm just taking the Eagles here. I'm just like the last game. Public is all over Buffalo. They're all thinking like you guys are thinking.
Are they?
Yeah. Public is on Buffalo.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's surprising.
A very unpopular home favorite is the Eagles.
That's surprising.
It surprises me, too, but that's why I'm taking the Eagles minus 3.5. I will take the Eagles in this one.
Well, so I'm looking at the ESPN contest. 70% are on Philly and 30% on Buffalo.
Okay.
But that's not gambling, I'm well aware.
Right. Next game. Kansas City Chiefs and Travis Kelce. 8.5-point road favorites in Vegas and Aiden O'Connell. Total 43.5. Dennis.
Wow. Yeah, Kansas City. What does that sound? Is that somebody out in the street?
The sound of winning money in neutral court unders in Maui.
Sounds like fingers on a chalkboard. I'll take losing. Kansas City off the loss, but going to Las Vegas. You know that you can't, as much as I would love to say, Patrick Holmes, you looked stupid. That game was not his fault. He laid that ball 45 yards downfield right into Marcus Valdes-Scandling's hands. And then he had a couple of other passes across the middle to Justin Watson.
Valdes-Scandling should be looking for a job.
He's not going to be very popular in Kansas City, is he? Hey, the Kansas City defense and Kansas City minus how many points?
8.5.
Give me Kansas City.
I think I saw a stat, and I was trying to look for the information, that Kansas City for four straight games has not scored in the second half.
That is correct.
Is that right? Yeah.
They are averaging 5.6 points per game in the second half this season. Their total has gone under 10 out of 10 times in the second half.
Unbelievable.
The stat that I was reading on was basically when Kansas City's on script, you know, the first handful of games, handful of plays in the game, their execution is still close to perfect. After they're off that, they're struggling pretty bad. Kansas City's not the team that they once were. I think they're more defense than they are offense. If they get down, they're not going to come back like they used to. I like Kansas City to win this game. I just think 8.5 is too many, especially in Vegas. So give me the Raiders.
I am going to take the Chiefs on the road. I'm going to lay some chalk here in a divisional game out in Las
Vegas. You've never done this in your life.
I don't think I have, but it's another thing where the Chiefs are very unpopular right now. People saw Monday night. People see this 8.5-point line. They can't lay that many points on the road with the Raiders, who are a new team now. They got rid of everybody. Everybody's new. Yeah, give me the Chiefs on the road. But I will take the under here in the old divisional game. So I'll lay the Chiefs, points of the Chiefs, and the under. Those are two magnetic.
Let's play the under in the second half, too, because
history says so. Let's go to Sunday night. Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson from
Louisville
against Justin Herbert and the Chargers, who seemingly play every primetime game. 3.5. Ravens are favored. Total 47, Beerman.
Sorry, I'm jotting notes here. What was the line again?
3.5 for the Ravens. 47, the total.
Chargers are probably the biggest disappointment of a team this year. The fact that their coach still had a job Monday morning was a little bit baffling to me. I don't know what they're doing. They've got a Super Bowl caliber team, and they're playing like garbage. Even Justin Herbert was getting pissed off at some of the calls in that one. That being said, Baltimore's the better team. Give me the Ravens. They got that little mini bye in there after playing on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just thinking about that, too. They got a couple of extra days of rest and preparation. The Chargers' defense is not very good. And, you know, and he's got Keenan Allen. The rookie receiver, Quentin
Johnson,
has not played, Junior. has not been exactly what they hoped he would be, at least not so far in his fledgling career. It's a tough one because, you know, Baltimore's had a little bit of an easy road the last few weeks. They've been at home. They had the Bengals getting decimated by, you know, the Joe Burrow injury, and Baltimore's going to be without Mark Andrews.
Yeah.
So we're going to learn a lot about Lamar Jackson. Now, we learned a little bit about him that he can throw to his wide receivers. He did so pretty well against the Bengals in that second half, but I'm convinced the Bengals just were just trying to finish out the game. Give me the Chargers.
Chargers and the Ravens. You took the Chargers? I want to take the Ravens here on the road, laying points. What's up with me today? The unpopular road favorites here in these late games, 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock. And do we dare say a prime time under? 47 is your total here. I'm going to keep milking these prime time unders until they tell me the party's over. Give me the unders in all the prime time games. 26-7 this year. But I'm going to lay the points. An unpopular favorite is the Ravens. I'll take them on Sunday night. Let's go to the last game, Monday Night Football. And here we go, Beer Man. We'll start with you on this one. We'll let Dylan just clean up your mess because you're going to make one here. Justin Fields and the Bears thought they had it last week. I really did. They covered the spread, but, man, they blew that game.
Do you know what blew that game? The coach, once again, they blow my mind. I'm.
There's a lot of blowing going on here.
Well,
will this be another windy under?
They average about 8 coaches a year that get fired.
Dome.
I almost see.
Playing in a dome.
Why am I here?
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Beer Man.
They average, you were upset, and we're trying to.
They average about 8 coaches a year that get fired. I can almost tell you the 8 that are going to get fired this year, and Eberflus should be at the top of that. And the team looks really, really good. DJ Moore's having a better season than he had last year in Carolina. I think Fields has been on point his last couple of games. His QBR, if you want to look at that, has been over 100 his last 4 starts. The coaching decisions have been garbage. That being said, I'm going to take the Bears to cover. I don't think they win the game, though.
How many points?
Well, yeah, I didn't get a chance to say the numbers or anything.
Oh, I got 3.5.
I know, but you jumped right in, so I didn't want to stop you because you were on a roll.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and I apologize because your face is red.
I was ready.
And I know you were ready, and I apologize.
I'm pissed at that coaching staff.
I can tell, but I just don't want you to hurt yourself over there.
Well, here's the thing. You look at the Chargers. You look at the Bears. You've hired a defensive head coach. Why is your defense choking? That should be the area that your team is great in.
What were you like last Sunday about 4:20 p.m.?
I was like, of course.
Ready for 4:20 is what he was.
What about 3:50 p.m.?
I was pretty jubilant.
Yeah, you were, yeah. It's what a difference.
But
a half
believe
hour.
It or not, the way that I look at it, coming into week 12, it's like, all right, we're still getting a better pick than had we won this game. But it you know, we're not going to the playoffs, but it's I don't know. I'd like to win.
Minnesota is a 3.5-point favorite here as we get back to our little routine. And the total is 43, Dylan, if you would like to clean up the mess that we predicted before he started.
Fire flutes.
But they were also playing Detroit, who have a lot of firepower.
But they had a big lead late.
They did.
You're up 10 with 4 minutes to go, or what? Lose that game.
I know. I was astounded when I went back and saw the score. But nothing surprises me out of Chicago. I mean, it's not a very good team.
I disagree.
Okay. Well, I'll let their record state my case
They are who we thought they were.
Yeah.
Is that what we're going back to?
I mean, Chicago's.
We let them off the hook.
They're winless in the division. Minnesota coming out, coming home after losing a close game in Denver. I can't go against Minnesota right now. I think they're going to cover this. Give me Minnesota minus the points.
Wrong again, Dylan. I'm with you, beer man. Woo-hoo! Give me Justin Fields and those 3.5 points as a division road dog. And
why do you say woohoo like he's going to be right? You're cheering a man that's
– anybody that wants to cheer for the Bears are on their side.
Exactly.
Yeah, even the 4-9-1 guy from last week.
I'm due. There you go. Due for a comeback. And this is how we're going to end the comeback this week. Give me the Bears. And, yeah, I'm looking at a divisional under here, too. 43 is a magic number. Give me Bears and under.
Also, it's a primetime game.
Primetime game. Primetime unders, 26-7. Okay, that's it. Do we have best bets?
You go ahead.
I always forget about this portion of the show. So, Brad, why don't you just take us, since you obviously do?
Well, I have so many. It's so difficult.
Well, just go.
Thursday, I like two dogs, Green Bay and Washington. Friday, give me the Jets, all these underdogs. And then the 1 o'clock game Sunday, Colts, Panthers, and give me the Patriots laying points on the road. And then when we get to 4 o'clock, I'm going to lay some chalk. Denver at home, Philly on the road, Kansas City on the road. Philly's at home, actually, but Kansas City's on the road. And then the Sunday night game is the Ravens. I'm taking the Ravens on Sunday night. And I'm taking the Bears on Monday night. Okay, boys, what do you guys got?
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm taking Tennessee, Washington, Seattle, and the New York Jets. Washington, Seattle, the New York Jets, and the Tennessee Titans, who I think will be very run heavy, and I think you can clock that under. I also like Kansas City on the road. Denver's one of those games that I feel pretty good about as well. But yeah, I'll leave that off of the best bet list.
My best bets, I'm going to Riverside both of you. I like Dallas at home. I do like the Jets. I think all three of us took the Jets in that game. I like Jacksonville against Houston in a revenge game. I'll take New Orleans in a pick'em game. Give me Vegas against Kansas City. And I, too, will take Baltimore as one of my best bets of the week.
Unders, Detroit, Dallas, Seattle, everything on Thursday. The Jets on Friday, and then Houston, Arizona, Minnesota, and Las Vegas. Those are your rest of your unders throughout the weekend. There you go, folks. It is week 12, Thanksgiving week, on a Tuesday night. Any farting shots, fellas?
what are going to be the wager? Give me your upsets. Who's going to win on the money line? What dog comes through and surprises?
He's looking for money line.
This is one of the favorite. This is one of my favorite things to think about come Sunday morning. You know, it's just to look at all of the dogs, because every week there's two or three teams that blow somebody up that you didn't see coming.
I do like Seattle.
Example, the New York Jets
last week, or on the money line. Keep this in mind. Vegas beat Kansas City earlier in the year. With a coach that they hated.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked to see one of the Thanksgiving dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Especially Packers or Commanders. I would definitely see one of those. I wouldn't be shocked to see the Jets. Big dogs.
That's what I'm saying, too.
Friday.
Yeah.
Big dogs. Got a new quarterback. Got a new attitude. They still got a pulse for the playoffs. That would not be one. You're going to double-digit dog there. Yeah, that's a nice little money line for my money.
I love that frustration that boils to a point where it just doesn't have any place to go other than just to go out on the field and just turn, you know, boys turn into men right before your eyes, and they go, not again. You know, and you see that. You see that from teams every week in the NFL. I do.
You could see that from Cincinnati this week.
You could see that from Cincinnati, and you could see that from the Jets this week. And I really do feel good about one of these teams, maybe even two of the games on Thursday.
I even like Carolina. This is a type of game.
I can see that.
That line at 3.5, why are they only a 3.5-point dog? Are you telling me that, you know, the old standard is the home team gets 3 points for being at home in the desert? Well, does that mean that they're only a half point better, Tennessee? Yeah, these are two kind of very lousy teams here with very inexperienced quarterbacks. Yeah, Carolina on the road here. I wouldn't be shocked to see them pull off an upset.
Yeah, the defense could win that game for one of those teams.
Yep.
Bryce Young lost to C.J. Stroud earlier this year. Well, he's lost to just about everybody he played. Will Levis was also in that quarterback class. I think a little bit of Bryce Young is going to be like, you know what, there's a reason I was picked before these guys. I need to go out there and show it.
But then again, you got to look at the opposite side of that, too. To be fair, Will Levis, who was sitting with his girlfriend on her phone.
Duty.
Day two of the draft.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about chips on shoulders. I like my Tennessee pick even better now that I think about it.
What? Anyway, any other farting shots?
That's all I got.
That's it. Denver Dillon is looking at me like I'm the...
It's time to wrap it up.
Time to wrap it up. Well, then go ahead, Dennis.
It's week
4 12. Out of 5 days we have NFL on TV.
Isn't
carry
it
on.
Great? Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, he's not even here.
Wrap it up, boys. For week 12 in the NFL, the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast. Thanks for listening so much. Listen to us on Classic Rock 92.1, Beer Man, Dead Air, Dennis, along with Freak Daddy in the morning and Misty Dawn at night. Brad Taylor, ESPN 1300, Lexington, Kentucky on a night with 52 degrees. Been real for boys. It's been real.
He does the same thing every single show at the end.
I don't know what to do. And you do too. You say, may the winners be yours.
I know, but I mean, we had to get him started, Beer Man. He didn't even know what to do. We're like, you know, let's go. Let's do it.
I was waiting for more.
You want catchphrases? That's his whole catchphrase.
Until the next time, as always,
compelling and rich.
May the winners be.
Dang it, that's mine.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting.
He wants Suck at Stivers, but then he criticized us for not having our own catchphrase.
Yeah. I have all kinds of catchphrases.
Yeah.
You listen to my show. No, you don't listen to my show. But if you ever did listen to my show, you would hear all my catchphrases.
No, we hear them on this podcast.
Are you kidding me? Have you ever. Do you know what the. Never mind.
Until the next time, as always.
May Keith Sweat be yours.
Quit listening to the fanboys across town.
Yeah, fanboy parlays. Oh, for the last 7. May the winners be yours.
Last word.
Stay classy, San Diego.
3, 2,
1. Ground control.